All right, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to be back.
Today we're tackling something, you use every single day probably without even thinking about it. Google search.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. They just made a huge GE change, and I bet most folks didn't even notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Google has gone and encrypted all their searches, even for those of us who aren't logged in.
Wow.
Sounds like a win for privacy on the surface, right?
It does.
But you know us, we're going to dig a little deeper.
Of course, got to peel back those layers.
There's always more to the story.
Right. It's like they say, if something online is free, you're the product.
Exactly.
So the question becomes, what's the trade-off here? What's Google getting out of this sudden urge to protect our searches?
Exactly. That's what we're going to unpack today using this article aptly titled, Google Quietly Encrypts All Searches, But Why? And that word quietly is doing a lot of heavy lifting. Did this even hit your radar? I gotta admit, it completely flew under mine.
Yeah, it was a very subtle shift. Most people wouldn't even realize anything changed unless they were, say, running a website and paying close attention to their analytics.
Hold on, rewind a bit.
Okay.
This whole encrypted search thing, it's not new, is it?
Wow.
The article mentioned something about Google doing this for years, but only for certain users.
That's right. They started encrypting searches for logged in users way back in 2011.
Oh, wow.
Then earlier this year, they extended it to searches made through the Chrome browser.
Uh-huh.
But this latest move, encrypting everyone's searches, is a whole new ball game.
Okay, so before we get into the why, let's break down what encrypted search actually means for the average person.
Yeah.
Is it really like sending my searches in some secret code?
That's a great analogy. Basically, yes. Imagine you're sending a postcard, but you write it in a secret language only you and Google understand.
Okay.
Your internet provider, anyone snooping on your network, even the government, they can see you send a postcard, but they can't read what's on it.
But wait, if even Google can't see what I'm searching for, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Does this mean my search history is basically a black box? Even to them?
Not entirely. They can still see your search queries.
Okay.
They just can't easily connect them back to you specifically. It's like shuffling a deck of cards. They have all the cards. They just don't know what order they're in anymore.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. So more privacy from prying eyes, but maybe not so much from Google themselves. The article talks about how this impacts publishers and SEO folks, though. What was happening before this change, and why are they freaking out now?
Okay, think of it this way. Imagine you run a website about, say, the best pizza places in town. You want to know what people are typing into Google to find you, right?
Right.
That's where keywords come in.
So before encryption, you could actually see if someone searched, like, best pepperoni pizza downtown and ended up on your website.
Exactly. That was incredibly valuable data. It told publishers what people were searching for so they could create content that matched those searches, get higher rankings, and attract more visitors.
But now, with all searches being encrypted, that information is gone.
For the most part, yes. Website owners are seeing a lot more not provided in their analytics reports, which means they don't know what keywords led people to their site. The article even highlighted this chart from notprovideaccount.com showing a massive spike in encrypted searches right at the end of September. Looks like Google just flipped a switch.
Okay, so we've established this change is a big deal for anyone trying to understand how people are using Google. But the million-dollar question remains, why? The article offers two main possibilities, right? Something about the NSA, and then, of course, good old-fashioned profit motive.
You got it. On one hand, Google has this long-standing public image of being a champion for user privacy.
Right.
They've had, very public spats with agencies like the NSA, pushing back against demands for user data. Encrypting everyone's searches could be seen as a way to, give the middle finger to government surveillance, right?
So they're saying, we hear you, users. We're going to make it harder for the NSA to spy on your cat videos and pizza cravings. That definitely tracks with their whole don't be evil motto, at least in theory.
Except there's this other side to the coin.
Right.
The article argues that this move also conveniently lines Google's pockets.
Uh-huh.
And this is where things get really interesting because it ties back to what we were just talking about with website owners and SEO.
Okay, let's unpack that. Mm-hmm. How does making my searches private suddenly translate into more money for Google?
Remember those keywords website owners were relying on?
Yeah.
The best pepperoni pizza downtown example.
Right.
Well, by encrypting searches, Google is essentially taking control of that valuable data. They're creating a situation where businesses who want to understand what their customers are searching for have to pay for that information.
Ah, so it's like they're saying, sure, we'll protect your privacy, but if you want to know what people are searching for on our platform, you got to go through our paid advertising services like AdWords.
Bingo. Yeah. The classic move from the tech playbook.
Yep.
Offer a free service, gather tons of data, then find a way to monetize that data by making it essential for businesses.
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Are we trading our privacy for convenience?
Yeah.
Is Google holding all the cards now? This whole situation feels like a slippery slope.
It definitely raises some important ethical questions. Are they truly champions of user privacy, or are they simply using it as a lever to increase profits?
All right.
It's tough to say for sure, but I think it's something we need to be more aware of as consumers.
Well, for better or worse, Google is kind of the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
Yeah.
It's not like we can just ditch them and switch to a different search engine. They're so ingrained in our online lives.
That's true. But I think this whole situation highlights the importance of thinking critically about how these tech giants operate. Just because a company claims they're doing something for our benefit doesn't mean we should accept it without question. We need to understand the trade-offs involved.
Speaking of trade-offs, the article does offer some advice for businesses who are now scrambling to deal with this new reality. They call it how to cope. Any suggestions that stand out?
There are a few interesting ideas. One suggestion is to turn to third-party analytics platforms.
Okay.
It's like finding alternative sources of information.
Right.
These platforms may not have access to Google's keyword data, but they can offer other insights into website traffic and user behavior.
So it's all about getting creative and finding new ways to piece together the puzzle.
Right.
I imagine that takes a lot of extra work for businesses, though.
It definitely presents a challenge, but the article also suggests focusing on what happens after people land on your website.
Okay.
It's about understanding how users are interacting with your content, where they're clicking, what pages they're spending time on. That kind of information can be just as valuable as knowing the exact keywords they used to get there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like shifting your focus from the how to the what. Instead of obsessing over how people found you, you're looking at what they actually do once they're on your site.
Exactly. And the third suggestion is to really leverage any internal search data you might have.
Mm.
If your website has its own search function, analyze the terms people are using on your site. Mm-hmm. That's a goldmine of information about what your audience is looking for.
So it's about moving away from relying solely on Google and taking ownership of your own data. It almost sounds like a good thing in a way.
Right.
It forces businesses to be more resourceful and to think outside the box.
I think there's a silver lining there. It's a reminder that we shouldn't be putting all our eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Yeah.
Diversifying your data sources and finding new ways to understand your audience can only make your business stronger in the long run.
All right, so we've talked a lot about the impact on businesses and the potential motivations behind Google's move. But what about the average user, the person on the other end of the search bar? Where do they fit into all of this? I mean, on the surface, it seems like a good thing, right? More privacy for our searches, less tracking from, you know, shadowy corporations and government agencies.
Mm.
But the article also hinted that there's a bit of a be careful what you wish for element here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a bit of a paradox.
Yeah.
Encrypting searches does make it harder for outside parties to track us, which is great for privacy.
Right.
But it also gives Google more power. They're essentially saying, trust us, we'll keep your searches safe. But we have no way of knowing what they're actually doing with that data.
It's like trading one big brother for another. We're putting all our faith in Google to be the good guys. But history has shown us that big tech companies don't always have our best interests at heart.
Exactly. And this brings up, you know, a much bigger conversation about data privacy and the power these tech giants wield. We're so reliant on their services, but we have very little control over how our data is collected, used, and potentially monetized.
So what's the solution here? I mean, it's not like we can just stop using Google, right? They're
right.
Practically synonymous with the internet at this point.
That's the tricky part. It's about finding a balance, you know?
Yeah.
We need to be more aware of the trade-offs we're making when we use these free services. We need to be more critical of the information we're given and the promises we're being made. And most importantly, we need to demand more transparency from these companies.
It feels like we're at a turning point.
Yeah.
As technology advances, the lines between privacy and convenience are getting blurrier and blurrier. We need to be having these conversations, figuring out where we draw the line.
I completely agree. And it's not just about individual choices either. we need to be pushing for stronger data privacy regulations that hold these companies accountable and give users more control over their own information. It's a complex issue, but it's one that's not going away anytime soon.
Well said. So to our listeners out there, we're leaving you with a lot to think about. Google's decision to encrypt all searches is just one piece of a much larger puzzle. It's a reminder that the digital world is constantly evolving, and we need to be actively engaged in shaping that evolution.
It's about asking questions, challenging assumptions, and demanding better from the companies that control so much of our online lives.
Exactly. And don't forget, we want to hear your thoughts. Head over to our social media pages and tell us what you think about Google's encrypted search and the future of data privacy. Until next time, keep diving deep and stay curious.